Today is March 28th, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Longshoreman has to battle hard to save crazed man. After a long, terrific struggle between Ben Alsdean, crazed by moonshine, and William Anderson, longshoreman, on the Anderson and Middleton Chehalis River boom, Alsdean was saved from drowning. He fell, or was knocked into the river, about 10:30 o'clock tonight, and his screams attracted Anderson, who came across the river in a skiff from South Aberdeen and pulled Alsdean, then unconscious, out of the river and left him lying on the boom. While Anderson went to call the police, Alsdean recovered, and when the longshoreman returned to the boom, Alsdean refused to leave it. When Detective Captain Frank O'Brien and City Detectives R.J. Schmidt and Carl Hansen arrived at the scene, the two men were struggling on the boom, Anderson, to save the drunken man from falling back into the river. The officers attempted to aid, but they were unable to reach the battlers, as they could not walk the slippery boom. The fire department was then called, and ropes and ladders were brought. A rope was thrown down to Anderson, which he tied around Alsdean. Alsdean pulled the rope off and again started drawing for the end of the boom. Anderson reached him just as he was about to go into the river. The rope was placed around him again after a 15-minute battle, and when men on the bank pulled him to where they were standing about 10 feet from the water, Anderson was almost overcome with exhaustion and had to be helped from the boom. In other news, formal opening of Aberdeen Hotel April 19th. C.S. Kalpinger, manager of the Hotel Mork, announced today that the new $400,000 hostelry will have its formal opening on April 19th, though the hotel will be open for business probably April 1st. Workmen are putting in furnishings of the hotel, and it is expected that they will be out of the building by the end of the month. An elaborate program and banquet is planned for the formal celebration. Manager Kalpinger said today that more than 200 reservations at $5 a plate have been made, and that only 300 persons can be accommodated at the banquet. The date of the opening has been extended to the close of the Lenten season in order that the delegates who are to attend the Rotary Convention at Spokane April 13th, 14th, and 15th will be able to be home for the hotel opening. In other news, basketball men to give dance. The basketball team of Hoquiam High School started selling tickets yesterday for a dance to raise funds for purchasing cedars for the seven men who lettered during the season. The school officials are expecting the arrival of a cup and banner as champions of the Southwest Washington League this week. One of the seven letter winners, only one, Captain Duncan Wilson, will be missing from next season's lineup. Wilson's place will be hard to fill, as he was known as one of the fastest running guards in the conference. With Tuffy Gordon at standing guard, Hoquiam had a defensive combination that allowed no team during the season to make more than 17 points, considered a remarkable record in view of the class of basketball played in the Southwest League and Hoquiam's participation in the state tournament at Seattle. And finally, objects to supplying chickens for targets. The use of his chickens as targets for youthful air rifle shots angered H. Kreichbird, 437 Eklund Avenue, to some extent, but when the poultry ran out and the young marksmen changed their fire to the windows of his home, he was incensed to the point of notifying the police yesterday afternoon. Chief T.A. Carnine called on the parents of one of the suspected rifle shots, but was told that they had taken his rifle away from him some time ago and that others must have been guilty. H. Kreichberg expects to dig in and fight it out on this line if it takes all summer. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 28, 1924. With our winter closure nearing its completion, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.